Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, wrestle me!
Wrestle me, Peter!
Oh, boo-hoo!
What?
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo!
What?
Oh,
why are we boo-hooing?
I thought the wrestle me had stopped.
I thought they'd ceased business.
The men had said they were leaving.
I thought they'd dissolved the company.
We did nothing!
Fuck! No! Fuck no!
This isn't a proper WrestleMe.
No.
You probably tell it's a short one.
Yeah.
And we do go long.
I can't delete the adverts. Sorry about the adverts at the start.
But
if there were no adverts, that's probably why we're stopping doing it on the RSS, isn't it?
Look, it doesn't matter if there are adverts. They pay fuck all. Welcome to WrestleMe. What we thought we'd do today is just explain what we're going to be doing going forward.
Yes.
A lot of people have asked. A lot of people have expected answers.
Yeah, people have expected answers. People have expected us to have a plan.
Yeah.
And we sat down for 5 minutes
Yes. And
actually planned it out.
Yes, we have done. So we know now.
Yes.
We're not going to tell you. We are going to tell you.
We are going to tell you. Yeah.
Stupid. Like, people will go, oh, that's exciting. They're not telling us. It's a bit like being like a BBC One and just going, we're not putting out tonight's schedule. And you just be like, oh, it's just fucking casualty.
Just five hours of bees.
I had a dream last night.
You had a dream last night,
yeah,
Mark?
Yeah, I say last what? Night, 2 nights ago.
Oh, okay.
Get that
okay.
Accurate. Yeah.
Well, you didn't have to do that because this is coming out. We're recording this 2 days before this goes out, or 1 day before this goes out.
It's just very important that when people do go back through, that they know,
they
exactly,
know exactly
when these things
happen. Yeah, yeah.
I had a wrestling dream.
You had a wrestling dream!
I had a wrestling dream!
Not like one of mine that got a bit sexy, needlessly.
No, this one was... It ended up being quite humiliating.
Right.
I was booked to have the first match back of Owen Hart.
Oh!
It took place like in the current timeline.
Yes.
And I don't quite know the circumstances by which Owen returned, but the general feeling was...
It's a tough booking, isn't it?
Yeah, the general feeling was that was lucky. So it wasn't a case of them saying, it was an angle
right.
or anything all these years. What a monstrous...
Horrible.
But well
done.
Well delivered.
About as good
angle.
As it gets.
You know, it wasn't anything like that. There was a sense of... This is a miracle, but it was never really gone into in my own head. And I was booked to take him on. They were like, we think you should do it because of the podcast. I was like, this does make this sense. And we were in what I think was the Tokyo Dome, huge
right,
and very dark. Owen Hart came out first. Obviously, you leave the big star.
Well, was he in his blue blazer?
No,
he was
just in his
right.
black and pink King of Hearts outfit.
So it's King of Hearts, Owen Hart versus the Rabbi Kakamonga.
He was in the middle. They were cheering. It was just me. It was just Mark Haynes. It wasn't even a gimmick.
Like, you've been chucked out of WWE and they kept the name Rabbi Kakamonga. That's where the IP is. That's where the real money is.
I was standing behind the curtain. And my theme tune hit, and it was, I've been listening to it a lot over the last couple of days.
Right.
But it was The Prodigy's Invaders Must Die.
Oh, cool.
It was
banger.
Absolutely banging.
Yeah.
And I could see like where I was coming out from. I didn't question that in the dream. I was just doing good camera angles, you know.
Keith Flint playing you out, another dead man?
I could only bring one of them back to life.
Right, okay.
But a curtain went up, and there were loads of like AKB-48. The Japanese girl band, they were all on little trikes. And as the music hit, they went out really fast, swerving around. And I walked out with a big staff, like Gandalf.
Yeah.
got down to the ring, and I mean, my reaction...
Disqualified for using a foreign object immediately.
My reaction was off the fucking charts. I mean, it was you'd think going up against Owen Hart,
yeah,
that, you know, that would be the struggle. Yeah.
That's a pop, isn't it? That is a pop.
I was fucking over, mate. I was over. The match started.
What was your costume?
It was trunks, right, which I was a bit nervous about.
Yeah.
I thought I don't look in shape.
Yeah.
But I was wearing a sort of ragged sort of t-shirt that looked a bit like leaves, like autumn foliage, but it had flames on the bottom.
Nice.
Sort of like painted on.
Yeah.
And so I was wrestling in that.
A bowling shirt from the early noughties.
Exactly like that. Or like a cartoon where you've been blown up. Mm. I had sort of that on, like a ragged shirt.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we got in there, I thought to myself, the thing I've got to do is I can't afford to let him get up. Because if he gets up, he can do all his moves.
Yeah.
So I spent the entire match grinding on his head. I kept his head on the floor at all times, and he was wriggling and trying to get out. And I was just like, got to keep his head pressed on the floor.
He can do all of his moves.
We had quite a long match.
Yeah.
It ended with Owen Hart just tapping out and going, I can't do anything.
Like that. Grinding
and
his
I was
head.
Like, fucking yes, fucking did it. And I went backstage, and the guy backstage, just sort of generic businessman,
guy. Yeah.
He was like, what have you just done? And I was like, I kept
just
his head.
Half an hour of head grinding.
Yeah, kept him. I absolutely smothered him.
Yeah.
Absolutely smothered him.
I'm a technical wrestler. And then this I won. Is what you brought
me and he
for.
Was like, Owen Hart's come back. Right.
You ground his head
and
for half an hour.
And in his first match, you didn't let him do anything. And I had a really sickening sense come over me.
That you'd ruined everything.
Oh my God, I've really, and he came back from the dead, and that's what he's come back to. I really, really fucked
Wrestling's
this.
Changed, baby.
Wrestling's changed. So the new podcast is just us.
It's just going to be that. It's
just
going to be
talking about that
wrestling
one dream.
Dreams.
Not
yeah.
even other ones. We just go back to that one every week and think about it a bit more. So look, the future of wrestling is us. The future of WrestleMe is not that one story.
No, it's very much alive.
It is. And we've taken a decision as to how we progress. Obviously, we finished with WrestleManias.
Yes.
A lot of people have said, why don't you do Royal Rumbles and SummerSlams and stuff? Well, we already do that over on the Patreon. We've been doing the Patreon for a year and a half now, nearly 2 years. It is
a lifeline
of stuff.
Oh, it's a financial lifeline
for an
ailing public podcast.
A huge one. So going forward, we are going to be doing everything on the Patreon.
All in on the Patreon.
People will like it as well because actually there's no adverts and stuff like that.
Exactly. No adverts.
It matters to people a lot, doesn't it? That
I'm always surprised how objectionable people find my ad reads.
Yeah. The thing about that, all of the, like, the, you know, your Apple Podcasts, your Amazon things, Podbean, everything's got a forward by 30.
Yes.
Which I look
forward
at
by 15,
and I think,
forward by 30. He's like, why is any advertiser bid for this? Because
exactly.
I just skip right through
I
it.
I look at that and I think, fucking help us out, Podbean.
Oh, yeah.
We put the shows on there and you're like, there is an option for this to make no money for the people who make it.
It's like, honestly, I listen to Pod Save America, all those ones. Forward, forward, forward.
Yep.
If they're still talking in a jaunty manner and they've not moved on to the assault on the Capitol, I just go, 15, and they're talking about serious stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about
I did the same with Suspect on Wordery. So, I mean, even though I say, look, it's fucking disgraceful they got that button.
Yeah,
I do use it.
Yeah,
I do use it
all the time.
It's just when it affects me, I don't like it. going forward, we are going to be doing what we've always done, which is going through the history of wrestling.
Yeah.
Taking a pay-per-view, pulling its shreds, enjoying the shit out of it.
Yes.
But we're also going to be doing something new for us.
New stuff.
And we're going to be doing new shows. Brand new shows.
Brand new shows.
The ones that have literally been on that week stroke fortnight.
Correct.
We're going to be doing the classic WrestleMe sort of thing that we do. I was about to say, I really fell off a cliff there because I was like, what do we do?
What do we
we're
do?
We're going to be doing the classic WrestleMe thing of just sort of talking a load of old shit. About the pay-per-views that are on now.
And
partly this has been sparked by the fact that I watch AEW at the minute and I love it.
Yeah.
And I want to fucking talk about it because I'm excited about it.
Yep.
And I want you to see it. I want you to stop being stuck in the mid 90s and going, wrestling's a bit shit.
And it's quite hard to steal opinions from things that happened 30 years ago.
Exactly. Everyone has already talked about everything.
Everyone's got jokes on Twitter, I can thieve. about AEW.
The good thing is there will always be a lag because of the time delay where it's shown in the States. Mm. So actually, it'd be even easier to find those funny things to steal on
Brilliant.
Twitter. Couldn't be better.
Excellent.
So going forward, we are going to be, over the next couple of months, looking at some brand new fucking podcasts on the Patreon as well. Mm. So I think we're going to be kicking off with AEW's Full Gear.
Yep.
I mean, that is fucking exciting to me, Pete.
Kingston, Punk, Page, Omega, all that.
All that. The Eddie Kingston, big heart, big crush. But I thought it'd be quite nice to talk about the wrestlers that are out there at the minute. The one thing we've always done is we've always said to people, go and watch wrestling. It's the best thing in the world. And actually what we've never done is kind of go, and this is what's going on at the minute. Mm. So that's the big change. You didn't ask for it, but you got it.
You got it. New wrestling, AEW, we're doing it. Full Gear next week. And then we're going to be moving on. I mean, we're doing King of the Ring 93 at the moment over on the
that's
Patreon.
That's right. Look,
we're going to be doing WrestleMemus very soon as well.
Right.
All important historical artifacts. Wrestle Kingdom in January, Royal Rumble as well. We're going to be doing films. We're going to be watching some wrestling films as well.
I'm going to be bringing in albums, Pete. We're going to do a show just about an album, right? It's going to be everything that you've ever wanted WrestleMe to be. You wanted it to be different from what we used to do.
There is a moment in King of the Ring 93 where Jimmy Hart is back to the camera and it looks like he's wanking.
He does.
Right.
I've written exactly the same thing.
King of the Ring 93, you're going to be hearing on the Patreon very soon, and we're going to be doing a whole show on Jimmy Hart wanking on camera.
Yeah, he also takes his glasses off at one point, which adds to the idea that he's wanking in some way. I don't know why. I've got to take these off. I don't want them banging on the floor when I shoot my groin of the sound.
Groin of the sound. But, oh, if he's the mouth of the south, surely the groin would be the mouth of the north, or the groin of the north.
I call it the mouth of the north. When he takes his glasses off, you suddenly realise why he normally has glasses on.
Yeah.
Because he's got quite sort of like brown rings around his eyes.
Right.
They look like little bum holes. Little bum hole eyes.
Patreon.com/WrestleMe. No more stuff on the RSS, no more stuff on the MP3, I'm afraid. But if you head on over to patreon.com/WrestleMe, there will be more WrestleMe than you can fucking handle.
Yeah.
We are going to stress test your patience. We're going to stress test your world, quite frankly.
Yeah,
look, it's going to be fucking great.
I mean, look, it didn't work on Main. We've
it
made
didn't
that
work
clear.
On Main.
Let's make it work on Patreon.
Convention. And we will need you to tell your friends, because fuck me, it was hard enough discoverability-wise to find people on the Main thread.
Very true. Yeah. So look, hey, thank you very much for giving us your ears for all these years.
Yeah.
We do really, really appreciate it. You are a tremendous group of people who I adore and love. And thank you for joining us. I hope you will be making the trip over to come and play with us on Patreon. That sounded weird. But look, hopefully we'll see you over there. If you don't come over there, then, I mean, you know, you're a big loser.
Big old loser.
Big Never old mind. Loser. I'm going to finish this bit, Pete, by doing a shameless merch shill.
Okay.
I'm going to do an advert for, first off, with Greg Valentine. And then I'm going to do a generic one. But I'm going to let you choose which wrestler does it. And I'll try and pull it off, okay?
Oh, okay. So do...
First one's going to be for Greg Valentine's Bird Blood.
Okay, yeah.
And Pete, I'm so delighted to say I've managed to get to voice this advert, Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Oh, wow, have you?
Everybody, it's Greg Valentine here. I just wanted to say my likeness and name have been stolen to make a product the likes of which I do not understand or comprehend. It is called Greg Valentine's Blood. Blood. It is the perfect gift for Christmas, and you can pick it up at WrestleMe's Big Cartel store. Simply Google WrestleMe Big Cartel. I'm Greg Valentine. I do not drink blood.
Oh, thanks, Greg.
I've always been a fan of your Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Quite frank, Mark. I very much
it's
like
those ones that I do very well until I do it.
Don't you have to think about it?
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin here. Stackmerch.com. Get your fucking bitch in your t-shirt, you motherfucker. I was doing it this morning in the shower, and I was like, that's really good, that I might use it later.
You sound so
as
angry.
As soon as I go onto the mic, I'm just like, I don't know what that is.
You did very well, I
mean,
think.
Thanks to Stone Cold Steve Austin for
coming down. I very much enjoyed, if you go to stackmerch.com, you got the Big Cartel store to get rid of those awful cans that Mark has in his flat, and he's moving house soon, so he needs them gone. And on stackmerch.com are all the t-shirts. I think there's a couple of iPhone cases and Galaxy cases and stuff. But I've noticed that if you put something on a site like the one we've used,
yeah,
lot of Chinese like bots,
amazing,
and Russian bots just steal I'm saying Russian. I'm assuming that's a safe assumption.
You know,
and IP infringement over there is very, very prevalent. And they just take the picture.
Yeah.
They just take a snapshot of the picture on their computers and then just put it on another design.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And if you buy those ones, you're getting a
terrible
design is going to be really,
it.
Really poor. But I mean, B, you know, just, you know, you're going to be funding global terrorism. There's no other way around it. That's what it is. Oh, the Chinese have invaded Britain. And, you know, luckily I've got this knockoff WrestleMe t-shirt that I bought for them. So probably they'll go, oh, thanks. No.
No, actually.
You'll die like everybody else. So until next time, we'll see you over on the Patreon. Yeah. This has been WrestleMe. WrestleMe Pete.
It's the last bit of WrestleMe.
Yeah, innit?
On the main thread.
Innit?
WrestleMe more? WrestleMe Pete.
WrestleMe is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.